Hello, inquisitive viewers, and welcome to Science and Spirituality on Supreme Master Television. This week, we will examine evidence for the existence of visits to Earth by extraterrestrial beings, which is called the Ancient Astronaut Theory. Over the ages, many texts and artworks have described or depicted flying objects, showing that intelligent life from other planets have come to our world since time immemorial. For example, ancient Hindu scriptures mention flying machines used by enlightened beings or gods. The 3,500-year-old Indian epic, the Mahabharata, and even older texts called the Vedas, Puranas, and Ramayana all refer to Vimanas, or Rathas, which may be translated as flying chariots. The Ramayana's description of a Vimana that has a double-decked circular form, a dome, round windows, and moves like the wind with the sound of thunder or music is much like modern eyewitness accounts of UFOs. The following verses from this scripture provide examples.
From Book 6, Canto 123, The Magic Car. Is not the wondrous chariot mine, named Pushpuk, wrought by hands divine? This chariot, kept with utmost care, will waft thee through the fields of air, and thou shalt light unwearied down in fair Ayodhya's royal town. From Book 6, Canto 124, The Departure. Swift through the air as Rama chose, the wondrous car from earth arose, and decked with swans and silver wings, bore through the clouds its freight of kings.
The Mahabharata also states that Bhima flew with his Vimana on an enormous ray which was as brilliant as the sun and made a noise like the thunder of a storm. In another ancient text, Vimanas are divided into three categories: those that travel from place to place, those that go from country to country, and those that go from planet to planet. The following is an excerpt from a lecture by Supreme Master Qinghai, where she discusses the flying chariots described in the Ramayana.
There are many kings in the old time. We call them the golden wheel saint king or something like that, because he has a kind of carriage, golden carriage, which can carry him anywhere he wants. Perhaps a UFO, perhaps, Perhaps it was UFO, When you read many stories in India, like Rama, it seems like in the old time people get in touch with the UFO people, extraterrestrial, We'd fly with a chariot on the sky. So what else then? We didn't have any airplane that time, did we? I don't think so, Or perhaps we did. And besides, with all this magical power, it must be the extraterrestrial people that they have encountered. You know, Rama and his wife and the lot, the company. And of course, look here, he has so many beautiful things. He has seven things. Seven. In China, this means seven. Yes. And this means six. Okay. Five and one. He has seven precious things in his life. The first one is a very beautiful, strong, magical horse, which can carry him 1,000 miles 1 hour, an hour. It must be aeroplane, What kind of horse is that? But it's red one. And then he has the beautiful white like snow elephant. And then he has a precious stone that in the evening, emits beautiful light, like a moonlight. So they don't have electricity, they don't need to. And then he has a car, like carriage, golden. And then this one can fly him up to the sky. In India, old time. What could that be? Airplane or UFO? Do we have a car that go 1,000 miles an hour? Oh, a day? 1,000 miles a day? Okay? That must be the car. He has a car and an airplane.
Robert, or Bob Orell, Dean served in the U.S. Army for 28 years, retired as a command sergeant major, and is now a world-renowned UFO expert. After working on top-secret military projects related to extraterrestrial visits, Mr. Dean began a quest to discover and disseminate the truth about our interplanetary brothers and sisters. During his time in the military, he read secret documents stating that the visitors to Earth were peaceful and had been coming here since the time of early humans.
The conclusion of the study was quite simple. Apparently, there is no threat. Apparently, the human race and the planet have been under observation and survey by several advanced extraterrestrial intelligences from the beginning of human history.
The Book of Ezekiel in the Holy Bible also contains an eyewitness account of a UFO sighting provided by the prophet Ezekiel himself.
I looked and I saw a windstorm coming out of the north, an immense cloud with flashing lightning and surrounded by brilliant lights. The center of the fire looked like glowing metal. The prophet then continues, "This was the appearance and structure of the wheels. They sparkled like chrysolite, and all four looked alike. Each appeared to be made like a wheel intersecting a wheel. As they moved, they would go in any one of the four directions the creatures faced. The wheels did not turn about as the creatures went. Their rims were high and awesome, and all four rims were full of eyes all around. When the living creatures moved, the wheels beside them moved, and when the living creatures rose from the ground, the wheels also rose."
Further evidence for early extraterrestrial visits to Earth can be found in ancient art, particularly religious works where UFOs are clearly depicted. Such images are called out-of-place artifacts, or UPA.
Again, now this is a Baroque painting from, I would say, roughly the latter part of the 17th century. Now you can see very clearly it looks like Moses with the Ten Commandments, but I want you to look in the background there. What are those three disc-shaped objects with domes on top? I can tell you something of what I consider them to be. In the Dead Sea Scrolls, they refer to objects of that kind as the Chariots of Glory. This is a famous painting that's hanging in the galleries in Florence, Italy, in the famous Uffizi Gallery in Florence. This painting was painted by one of the great Renaissance artists, roughly in the late 15th century. I want you to look at this picture. It's again a scene from the life of the carpenter from Galilee. There's the Madonna, there's Saint John, the baby Jesus. The Madonna is in one of those positions where she's praying. This was done by a friar by the name of Filippo Lippi, I think roughly about 1480. It's beautiful. It's a religious theme. The Madonna, the baby Jesus, and Saint John. But look above the shoulder of the Madonna there. What do you suppose that is? Let's look at an enlargement in the lower right-hand corner. You'll notice that there's a man standing there with his hand up to his eyes, shielding his face. There's a dog beside him that's barking. They're looking up at this strange object. What in the world is an object of that kind doing in a religious painting that's 500 years old? And what was Fra Filippo Lippi trying to communicate 500 years ago in that painting. One of the reasons I share it with you, and one of the reasons I'm so delighted in this upart, this anomaly, is that the object you see above the shoulder of the Madonna there is an exact representation of the object that hovered over the beach at Bonai, New Guinea a number of years ago, at a mission school where the Reverend Gill and roughly 40 of his students rushed out to watch this object hover over the beach at Bonai, New Guinea, roughly for an hour.
Indications of interplanetary contact with Earth are also present in Egyptian artifacts from the time of the pharaohs. The helicopter and UFO hieroglyphics in the Temple of Osiris at Abydos are a famous example, and another is the image on the burial chest of the god Osiris.
I want you to look at that object. I want you to look at the flames coming out of the rear end of it. Look at the cabin up in the central part in the middle. Look at the shape of that. That's the chest of Osiris. That was found on a sarcophagus, on the wooden panel of a sarcophagus that was estimated to be first or second dynasty. This was found at Abydos in Egypt. And first or second dynasty put the age of this object roughly 2,800 years before Christ. It intrigues me. The chest of Osiris, in my view, is very clearly a runabout. It's a little anti-gravity ship of some kind. You can see the jets and the flame coming out of the rear.
But evidence of UFO visitations goes back even further. In 1994, 30,000-year-old Ice Age wall paintings were discovered in the Chauvet cave in southern France. The Chauvet paintings depict 13 different animal species, including woolly mammoths, wild horses and bison. However, one of the images most certainly looks out of place.
I call your attention to some of the other objects there. Look at the circular objects in the upper left-hand corner. Look at the objects up in the middle or the center of that drawing. Look at some of the objects off to the lower right there. Disc-shaped, circular objects with legs on them. Now what in the world could our Cro-Magnon or Neanderthal ancestors have been trying to communicate here? Now the next shot or two you will find are from a French gallery that were put together by a chap by the name of Leroy Gourav. But I want you to look at number 11 up there. Look at number 10. Look at the dots behind number 10. Now if that's as clear as it can be, in my opinion, the artist is communicating that that object was moving. But look at the shapes. Those shapes are identical to circular discs, UFOs, that have been photographed over American cities, photographed over Mexico City in the last 12 months. And these are on the walls of a cave in northern Spain, southern France, that are estimated at roughly 30,000 years. And our ancestors were pretty fine artists.
Thank you, Bob Dean, for offering us your exciting insights on UFOs and informing the public of humanity's past interactions with those from the stars. As the famous saying goes, history repeats itself, and thus perhaps in a time very soon in coming when our planetary consciousness is raised, we will be making daily contact with beings from other worlds and once again become closely connected with the rest of the universe. Wonderful viewers, we thank you for your company today on Science and Spirituality. May we all soon reach our full heaven-given potential.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/ss.